All right, Steve, it's time for Ask Steve. You ready? Let's go.
All right, I'm ready. All right. I am.
What's your golden rule?
My golden rule?
Your golden rule.
Do what you say you're going to do.
Hello.
Yes.
I love it.
That's my golden rule. If you do that, everybody will respect you.
I know.
Your woman will respect you. Your kids will respect you. All your friends will respect you. Your people at your workplace will respect you. Do what you say you're going to do.
Especially with your kids. God.
Yeah.
Don't tell them you're going to do something. Don't do it.
Oh, no. You. Yeah. Yeah.
You got
but
to stick to it.
You promised. Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. I remember my mom used to say that about you all the time. Whatever he says he's going to do, he does it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tommy, come on. You got one?
All right, I got one. What simple things improve your life?
Now?
I don't know.
You know.
What simple things improve my life?
Yeah.
I think free time, off days of nothingness, sitting in my backyard in peace, not having to put on makeup for television, not having to take meetings, drafting up, writing jokes, chilling. That's one thing that does it for me. When I'm on the golf course, man, it's very solitary. It's me in a cart full of buddies that I know. Nobody wants nothing from me. I'm out there struggling, trying to make it work like everybody else out there. Sometimes I struggle better than other days, but mostly it's a struggle. On a golf course, which is one of some of the most beautiful scenery in the world. And then another simple thing that makes me... I really enjoy going to brunch with my family now.
Oh, you know,
that's cool.
Really?
I like that, you know, sitting around with them, talking, watching them grow up, you know, still in their stupid ass stage.
Would you
it's
stop?
It's fun watching them.
All right, come on, Carla, before you go somewhere else with this.
Right, right. Here we go. Well, here's this question. What is the name of the current chapter in your life?
Wow. That's
what is the name of the current chapter in my life?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Transformation.
I like it. Oh, okay. Explain, please. Yeah.
I'm in a transformation period of my life. I'm in the process of reinventing myself from more of a into more of a businessman than an entertainer. So it's a huge transformation going on right now.
Okay.
This chapter is called Transformation.
Mine is WTF. Like we're not going to harp on that, though.
Come on, Junior. Get one in, please.
All right. When is it the worst time to make eye contact with somebody?
After you done loaned them money and they ain't give it back. That right there, that ain't good eye contact, partner. It ain't no way to hide that feeling. That's one of the worst feelings, man. You done gave somebody the money and they ain't got it. But they sitting over there talking to you like that they ain't mentioning it. But you steady looking at them like, ain't you got something to share with me? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. Okay, here's another one, Steve. I think I know the answer, but I want to know why. Texting or talking?
Oh, definitely talking.
Mm-hmm. And why?
You can't put tone and voice inflections in a text.
Yeah.
And then I don't know I know they emojis. I don't know which one they're seeing. If you send me emoji, I don't respond to that because I don't never know what they mean. The hell is this little yellow face winking at? Well, I don't know you.
It's like a regular face winking at you.
No,
yeah,
it ain't.
It's just a winking.
You got your tongue out winking. What that mean? What is it? Na-na-na-na now? You want to get licked? What is you saying?
Yeah.
Come on, Tommy.
Nickname your parents used to call you.
Boy.
That was it.
Boy.
Boy.
Boy. I've been boy my whole life.
Okay.
No, till my father died, when he was in the hospital, boy picked me up and carried me in that bathroom. Boy.
Is it because you're always a kid to your parents?
Yeah.
Because
you were the youngest?
Yeah.
That, my father, just that's my boy right there.
Uh-huh.
He would come see me at the show. Mm-hmm. He sat on the front row. He'd be in the theater. He'd tell people, no, that's my boyfriend to come out here.
Aw.
He would tell everybody that.
That
all these blankety blanks in here came to see this blank.
That meant he was proud of
man,
you,
my
Steve.
Father be talking to people next door. They said, you got to be Steve's daddy. Because you talk just like him. Yeah. Why you, how, he told us one day, he said, how you think I'm on the front row? I ain't got no money for this.
Yeah, that's your daddy.
But he was proud of you, though. That's another
reason. Yeah, she told, this lady told my daddy one time, my ticket was $175. Mm-hmm. He said, ain't no way in here. this boy, this ain't BB King. My father didn't understand it. $175, you got BB King, Lil Milton.
Yeah.
Bobby Blue Bland. There's about four or five singers up there.
$475.
Hell yeah, and he ain't gonna be on the front nowhere. I know all these songs. What the hell I need to be down front for?
Come on, Carla.
All right, cake or pie?
Mm. Oh, pie. It just depends. Pie if it's cherry. Cake if it's German chocolate.
Oh, so okay. You like them both.
Or good ass peach cobbler, though.
Ooh. They hard to find nowadays. You know that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah. One of Tommy's Christmas parties, though, he had a guy there that made some peach cobbler. He had all kinds of food out. That's all I ate the entire night.
The whole night.
I just kept going back. Like, just
who the lady over there eating all the doggone?
Shirley, you must be going through something at that party.
No, but it was so good, though, Steve. Oh, okay. It was just so good. I didn't get a whole big old plate full, but I just kept going back.
Bunch of little trays.
It was so good. Yeah, bunch of little plates. So good.
It was
good.
I was there.
And then I asked Nesto to start getting it so it wouldn't look like
was crazy.
Yeah. All right, it's Junior.
Who has it easier, men or women?
It's men.
Smart
women got to
right
fight
there.
Through too much garbage we be laying down, dog.
Ooh,
be honest
man.
With you.
Mm-hmm. You better talk.
You know. End of conversation. Hey,
thanks
for talking.
Because if it was up to us, population be real low.
Shut it down. It'd probably be about 6 people on Earth.
Real low.
All the horses be mine.
All right, coming up next, more fun. Run that prank back with the nephew right after this.